This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. If you have a driver's license, you might have chosen to be an organ donor. In the lower right-hand corner, in red, it will say donor next to a red heart. Evan Kimball chose to be a donor when he got his license at age 16. Last October, Evan was killed in a car crash. He was 18. His parents, Lydia and Ward Kimball, used something called directed donation as the doctors were recovering his organs, and they join me now. First, tell me a little bit about Evan.
Oh, he was a community giver. He was a little league coach. He officiated three sports. He gave back to his youth programs.
He was a 4-H pig farmer.
Exactly.
Chicken farmer.
Loved his pigs.
we wanted him to. We wanted both of our sons to be well-rounded young men, and he was an actor. He acted in the school for the high school, and he was a very. He gave back to the community in many different ways, but sports was one of them. And he also went down with the other boys in his age group and class, and they would go down and they would read to the young kids in kindergarten, first grade, whatever.
Lydia, would you explain to us what directed donation means?
We actually reached out to family and friends and asked if they had anyone that they knew that was in need of a transplant. We received seven names at that time, and we offered those to the coordinators at Gift of Life. And they worked with doctors to see, you know, who would be a candidate. Four were perfect matches. And LB received the gift of Evan's heart.
Right. LB LaForce is on the phone with us. LB, I understand this weekend that you and Mr. and Mrs. Kimball are going to the Transplant Games of America, which is being held in Cleveland starting this weekend. What is the Transplant Games?
It's basically kind of like the Olympics for all organ transplant recipients, and you're allowed to compete and do different events, and it's a good way to show others, you know, what transplant patients really are capable of, and to honor your donors.
So what does it mean to you that LB will be able to participate in this game because of Evan's decision to be a donor?
Well, it probably speaks to Evan's strong heart to begin with. And
he was an athlete.
Yeah. You know, and it speaks to how strong his heart was, and then LB's resilience and all this, and how he's bounced back. And
worked hard.
Yeah.
Worked hard to do this, yes.
Because he's a kind of a big deal, right, LB?
So how many people did receive organs?
Five
total.
Five.
And two gained sight.
We are now working towards helping 4,444 people add that little donor heart to their license. I just encourage people to pull the license from their wallet, because so many times they think they did, or like you said, if it's not there in that corner, you are not registered. So we have a link established actually in Evan's honor.
And that's not just for Michigan. We have a national link as well.
So what does it mean to you that you've inspired that many people to actually consider the same gift that Evan just instinctively did when he was 16?
Well, it means, you know, it's really the only thing that keeps us upright. And one of the big things that I've been telling everybody is it's keeps us upright and off medication. You know, we're not.
Through our grief and our healing, we're just trying to inspire others to just have some forethought. Nobody wants to talk about their mortality.
Mm. Right.
But you never know when God's going to call you home. And there are 3,500 people just in the state of Michigan currently on the transplant list.
In need of some organ.
So,
now, how did you guys know LB?
These are the directed donations that we did were, we just put out a blanket, call for help to anyone, friends or family that needed help. And Evan had walked onto the baseball team at Aquinas and had made the team at Aquinas in Grand Rapids. And basically, LB's a dad is best friends with one of the ball players' dads on Aquinas' team.
They went to church together, and so that name came to us through Cameron and Coach Greenslate, and Ward made a phone call to LB and said, "I need your information." So we passed that to the coordinators, and that was the perfect match.
LB, what does it mean to you to be a recipient of Evan's Heart?
Well, I guess first and foremost, you know, it's an honor that that they gave me this opportunity, and you know, it just means the whole world to me.
I imagine. Did you ever meet Evan?
I unfortunately did not. No.
So, do you think this is going to be a lifelong pursuit for you guys to continue to try to get people to register as donors? And you know, when are you going to be satisfied that you've done enough in honor of Evan?
I don't know that there's ever enough.
Yeah. The need is so great, and no one talks about it. You know, that no one talks about this. And, you know, so, I mean, there's a need, and as long as there's a need, I think that we'll probably, that's probably what will drive us.
We've been speaking to Lydia and Ward Kimball. Their son, Evan, registered to become an organ donor. That donation has turned into an even greater gift because of the effort to get more people to register as donors. And we spoke to LB LaForce, a recipient of one of those donations. They'll all be participating in the Transplant Games of America starting this weekend in Cleveland. Thanks very much for sharing your story.
Yes, we actually have a link established in Evan's honor, giftoflifemichigan.org/go/Evan.
Here. Certainly, you can look for them on michiganradio.org.
Awesome.
LB, thanks very much.
Thank you.